sometimes when I saw. And even if I wanted to, I can't stop. Yeah. My love is like a rocket watching blast off. And I'm feeling so electric, dance my ass off. And even if I wanted to, I can't stop. Sugar boo, I'm levitating, the Milky Way, we're renegading. I got you, moonlight, you're my starlight. I need you all night, come on dance with me. I'm levitating.
Once I spoke the language of the flowers. Once I understood each word the caterpillar said. Once I smiled in secret at the gossip of the starlings and shared a conversation with a housefly on my bed. Once I heard and answered all the questions of the crickets and joined the crying of each falling, dying flake of snow. Once I spoke the language of the flowers. How did it go? How did it go?
Somebody wear me to the fair? Will a lady pin me in her hair? Will a child find me by a stream? More, a flower is born. It blooms.
We just want to party. I'm just pure. We just want to party. I'm just pure.
Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Tune in to all sorts of live radio shows every Sunday on WGXC 90.7 FM, beginning at 8 a.m., where the Reverend Kim Singletary is live with There's a Bright Side Somewhere from Columbia County, every Sunday at 8 a.m. Then at 9 a.m., Janessa Hope McKay brings you a slap of reality live from the WGXC studio in Hudson in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. She's playing her top music picks and talking about her hot topics of the week until 11 a.m. At 1 p.m., every Sunday, DJ Neva Wartell is live with Music for the Masses from Catskill, with sounds from around the world. At 4 p.m. every Sunday, Carlene Murphy and Azuka Legba are live with the Lile Latan version of the WGXC Afternoon Show until 6 p.m. And every Sunday night, Tony Fallon is live with the Irish Show at 8 p.m. on the radio from Accra on 90.7 WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Guillermo Rickerson of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
You have the already global networks. So my argument is very simple. The present media is too large and wasteful. From now on, we should think about the smaller media to diverse our culture and community. I have different idea on airwave. Airwave belongs to the every people, everybody, not to the states or a government. Okay, I will make the transmitter now. Special radio station. Telephone number is 212-420-9045.
Pedimos que por favor reporten al 420-9045. Estamos midiendo la fuerza de esta transmisión, una nueva emisora.
This is great.
Let's but I have all the VHS
independent narrowcasting.
Less than it costs to buy a real good radio.
Building. WNYU too. We're actually going over a really powerful station.
Really? Right? We're going over NYU?
Yeah, so if you can imagine, if we go on a space that's not being used, we can go even further.
Yeah. Not that there are a lot in New York. But keep yours close to the mic. These guys know what to call. We're really getting a lot of reach and a lot of distance. Nobody lives around here, that's the thing. Tell me if I'm gonna bump into some guys. That's not them, is it?
Hello, 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 hi.
Well, as our things are malfunctioning right now, it is very strange. Play. There
the
it is.
WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that the West Coast hotel chain Casetta Group wants to open their first East Coast hotel in Hudson. The company bought the Terry Gillette Mansion at 601 Union Street for $3 million and is asking the Historic Preservation Commission permission to turn the property into a 40-room hotel. They also want to include a restaurant, bar, swimming pool, spa, and event space. Carolyn Snyder, co-founder of Casetta Group, said, and I quote, "Hudson felt right at home with our other properties. Casetta seeks properties in special locations, and we focus on architecturally unique or historic properties. For this reason, the Hudson Valley was exciting to us with the beauty of the city and buildings and its arts community. Our properties are typically in leisure markets in close proximity to larger cities, and so this was naturally a draw for us as well," end quote. There is no timetable yet for when the hotel could open. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Ryan Whalen reports for New York State of Politics that New York State's Independent Redistricting Commission released yet another proposed assembly map for the state legislature to approve on April 20th. Last year, the bipartisan commission could not agree on a map and instead sent two different maps of state, Senate, assembly, and congressional lines, which the legislature rejected. Then Albany lawmakers drew their own maps of their own districts. Voters used those maps for the 2022 elections. Now the legislature is considering changing all of that for the 2024 elections. Republican Assembly Minority Leader Will Barkley thinks the new map will be approved by the Democratic-led legislature. He said, and I quote, "I'm happy this is done, and I suspect this thing will get passed next week," end quote. But the map is almost identical to the one the legislature's made. New York Public Interest Research Group Executive Director Blair Horner said, and I quote, "It does raise the question, though, how independent is the redistricting commission if they come up with map that more or less match the ones made by lawmakers," end quote. If the map is not approved by the legislature or the governor, the commission will have until June 16th to create yet another one. If that's struck down, lawmakers draw yet another map. If that's struck down, lawmakers draw yet another map. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that the Hudson City School District Board of Education wants voters to approve a budget of $54,509,530 with no tax increase for the 2023-24 school year. On April 18th, the board decided on that proposed budget with a 6% spending increase. The story does not say what the schools are proposing to cut and add in this year's budget. Voters decide on the fate of the budget May 16th, with polls open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the Hudson Central Fire Station, Greenport Community Center, and the A.B. Shaw Firehouse. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. H. Rose Snyder reports in the Times Union that Norfolk Southern construction on a rail line in Albany County begins April 24th with a series of railroad crossings in Voorheesville, Altamont, Knox, and Duanesburg closed to through traffic at times through May 19th. While Norfolk Southern Railroad replaces railroad crossings and installs new tracks, the intersections in the following towns will be closed beginning 6 a.m. on these days. April 24th through 26th, School Road in Voorheesville and Hennessy Road in Gilderland. May 1st to 3rd, Meadowdale and Gardner Roads in Gilderland. May 2nd to 4th, Brandle Road in Gilderland. May 2nd to 5th, Altamont Fairgrounds back driveway. May 8th to 10th, Main Street in Altamont. May 15th to 17th, Bosley Hollow Road in Knox and Schoharie Turnpike in Duanesburg. May 16th to 19th, Cole Road in Duanesburg. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
I hope you have a great weekend, too. And hello, everybody. Welcome back to 90.7 FM WGXC Wave Farm. You are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live, Catskill, Acre, Hudson.
Hudson. Oh, and I didn't get it on time.
I'm so sorry. You know, I am joined by my lovely host.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, I guess I'm the host now. Okay, well, I'm joined by my lovely sound engineer. I'm DJ Shalmani.
Yes, my host. I totally said that right. I'm hosting. Sorry, guys. You know, long day. I woke up around 6 a.m., but I've been doing stuff, you know. I've been on the grind, and I have a great show planned for you today. But hello, everybody. Welcome back, you know. Welcome back to the family. Welcome back to Clubhouse. We gotta think of a name for the listeners.
Some sort of clubhouse.
Yeah, right?
We should have a club name.
Right? Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, all my... Something like alliteration. Clubhouse. Clubhouse crowd?
Nah.
Listen, if you have any name
ideas. Let's go to Vibers. No, Vibers? Is that Vibers? No. I don't know.
If you have any name ideas for what our audience, you, would like to be called, if you have any like preferences, like hit us up at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. I'll say that one more time. ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. You know, and yeah. We will actually use them too. If we actually get one, we're stealing it.
Weird. So, what's the weather like, my lovely host?
Yeah, there was no weather today. So, you know, today we're looking at a nice sunny day, mid 70s, high 70s, some places. And it's going to be like that for a little bit until Sunday, where there is 90% chance of rain. It's gonna be like a miracle if it doesn't rain on Sunday. So, you know, but after that, it's gonna be nice and chill until Thursday, which is gonna be cloudy, but that's fine. That's fine, you know. But that's what we're looking like. Nothing too bad. I'm not a weather person. I'm sorry for my incompetence.
A rapid decline.
A
rapid decline in sunshine. It's gonna be sunny. I mean, it's gonna be rainy.
Yeah. I mean, it might rain throughout the whole week. It's got a really, really low chance around, like, in the 10s and 20s. But on Sunday, it's got, like, a 90% chance. So.
My goodness.
Yeah. You know, let's see if it's going to thunderstorm. I'm still waiting for the first thunderstorm of the year, though. This is a very...
In spring?
Yeah. so many thunderstorms in spring.
Really?
I mean, usually. What's it called? If there's this old saying, in like a lamb, out like a lion, or out like a, or in like a lion and out like a lamb, where if it comes in nice without much rain, then I think it's going to start storming. Or that could just be an old myth. That's what my mom told me. Mom, if you're listening, hi. And anybody else listening, hi. Welcome back, Clubhouse crowd.
So
we're still trying out names.
So we were talking about what we want to talk about tonight on the show. And what it was, I guess, 100 plans? No. I forgot what we were talking about. It was,
so we're going to do, like, would you survive situations.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. That's
like
what it was.
A bunch of crazy natural disasters. First, what we're going to do, right? And this is also informative.
Roblox.
Yeah, right? This is also informative because we're going to educate you after we both fail ourselves. So don't feel bad if you get something wrong because we're going to both make fools of ourselves live on air. So that's great. But
no.
But then after, we're going to look up the correct things to do in case a natural disaster happens, like an earthquake, and see how right we were and if we would have survived or how likely we were to not survive, you know?
Okay.
So, first, what, you know, would you like to pick or would you like me to pick?
You pick. You really hoping I would pick off.
No, I got one. What about, oh my God, I forgot the name. Really bad rainstorms, like, really bad thunderstorms. I can't believe I forgot the name. Hurricane, jeez.
That's not a rainstorm.
Listen.
It's not a rainstorm.
Hurricane.
Hide in a bunker.
Hide in a bunker?
Very deep underground.
I feel like
a cellar.
That's interesting. How do you have access to a cellar?
You have a house?
Very deep underground. I feel like, what if it floods?
If it's a tornado, how's it going to flood?
No, it's a hurricane.
If it's a hurricane, how's it going to flood?
What do you mean?
Hurricanes don't have water.
Yeah, they do.
Well, they don't.
Hurricane is tropical storms with wind speeds that have reached a constant speed of 74 miles per hour.
That's wind.
High wind and storm surges. The dangers of the storm includes torrential rains, high winds, and storm surges. And that is the government definition from gohsep.la.gov. So yeah, there's rain.
Don't know what that is. Okay, then.
See, this is actually
okay. So good.
I would try to evacuate first if I had the option.
Let's say you can't evacuate. You have to wait like 2 days to evacuate.
I think I'm gonna go the opposite plan and get in like the attic. Like the highest point of.
I feel like that's more for a flood.
Yeah, right. Depends how bad it is flooding after the hurricane hits. I want to say I would stay on the highest ground that is stable at the time, and like I'll kind of keep on scoping it out, keep on climbing if I need to, you know.
All right.
And now we're gonna get the answers.
Wait, was it an earthquake? No, hurricane.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if we would die or not.
Let's see. I'm going to just click the first one. The words are too small on this. I don't like this one. Ten things to do.
Determine how best to protect yourself.
Ten things you need to survive a hurricane.
I got one.
All right.
This is hurricanesready.gov. So this is like government telling you how to survive. And the first one is determine how to best protect yourself from high winds and flooding. And then the second one is, so that one is kind of like instincts, what we were already doing. So we already did the first step. So we're on the right track.
Wait. Did it say get high ground or low ground?
Second step was take refuge in designated storm shelter or an interior room for high winds.
Something that it says for me, it says, gather emergency supplies, like an emergency food source or water source or water supply.
Number three is go to the highest level of the building if you are being trapped by the flooding. So that one is, you know, depending on it. So that's kind of what I said. Scope it out.
Okay.
If it's not stable. Fourth one, I don't know. This is common sense for me. Unless you're, like, trying to save, like, a baby that fell in the waters. But, like, do not walk, swim, or dive through floodwaters.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Another one says, important documents, including medical documents, wills, passports, and personal belongings. Oh, personal identification, muffle.
I got the next one.
Okay.
The next survival one.
Let's see.
Unless you would like to. I have a good one, though.
What are you doing? How are you surviving a tornado?
I'm not. Getting underground. Going as far low as possible. Like, I'm pretty sure, if my memory serves me correct, in, like, elementary school, there was this drill to, like, put your hands over your head, get under a desk. So
yeah, like if you're in school.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I mean, realistically, though, evacuate if I can, if that's not an option. Get low.
Okay.
You know, get down.
what supplies? So you're saying you're going underground?
Yeah.
Okay. What supplies are you bringing? Because you're just going underground.
Besides,
I guess that's step one. But, like,
you know,
five supplies. You can't bring anything else.
Five supplies.
Things that you
does
really
does food and water count as two or one?
One.
Food and water. All right. I already got that. Some changes of clothes. That way, you know. Actually, I don't know. A tornado isn't that long. Let me take that back. I want a Nintendo DS with Pokemon, so that's two more.
No, that's one.
All right, that's one. I just feel like
things that go together are just one.
All right. I just feel like that would be a nice way to spend, just if you got nothing else to do besides sitting underground, starting a nice little Pokemon game. You know, investing in
a different
world.
What else?
All right, I should probably think of more safety stuff, to be honest with you. I honestly think I have a pretty good chance of surviving it with what I said. So that's why I said Pokemon.
Two, three things?
I think, a hard hat. Like a helmet.
Okay.
Like a very sturdy helmet.
So what did you say? Pokemon?
Yeah.
Is that Pokemon?
Food and water.
Food and water. A hard hat.
A parachute?
Wait, no. You said four things. You're on, like, your fifth. Wait. You said a hard hat, Pokemon, food and water.
And I would go with a parachute. Reason being.
Bro, I know you said four things just
let's
now.
Let's say if it hits the fan, right? And I got a parachute to survive. You know, I get sucked up in the tornado. How am I going to get down safely?
That tornado's not helping you. You're going flying. You're like when people get stuck in a tornado, you're stuck in a tornado. Like,
unless you're in the center, right? Or no, wait, that's out of a hurricane, not a tornado. My bad.
Like, that tornado sucks you up. It's over because you're dying because of how, like, gravity, like.
Right. So let's see how accurate we were.
All
right.
So I looked that up. It said 10 things you need. Water, canned or dried food. Family should set aside a gallon of water per person. Battery-powered radio.
So you can listen to Clubhouse Radio broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC. Igor Gatskill Hudson, sorry.
Dang it,
That was just the perfect opportunity.
You're right.
But also to listen to, like, saying, hey, we're going to come pick you up if you're dying.
Yeah,
right,
where,
now.
Like, I was surprised you didn't see that. You said a DS.
I can't believe I didn't think of that, too. I'm literally on radio. That's why.
After that, it says flashlight. Because
that makes sense.
I was going to mess with you, and I was going to be like, how are you going to power that DS when it dies? You're in a tornado. You're underground.
Bruh.
You have no outlets.
That's true.
You have no electricity.
A generator. A generator to play Pokemon. Actually, a generator isn't a bad idea, because that way you could just have power in general. That would be a good item.
I mean,
unless the generator gets sucked up by the tornado.
Okay. Don't you have to plug in a generator to something?
I think there's different generators. There's, like, some generators that, like, work off of
itself.
Yeah, right? I don't know.
After the
get, like, a bike that powers electricity. That's a generator. Boom.
All right.
Wait, is that a generator?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
It generates electricity. So after the battery-powered radio and a flashlight, extra batteries for the radio and a flashlight.
I can't believe I didn't think of the next one, too. First aid kit.
Is that medicines?
Yeah, first aid kit. Yeah, prescription medicines.
Yeah.
That's true. I didn't say my antidepressants, so that must suck. Imagine I'm just underground. There's a tornado. It took my antidepressants. It took my happiness. And then taking my sunshine. Man, that would be a horrible
sunshine day.
And this is what we're talking about. What to do in natural disaster type situations.
What if it's like an unnatural disaster?
I got one, actually.
All right.
Or for an unnatural disaster. First, I want to get this one.
Is it going to be a zombie apocalypse?
Not a zombie apocalypse, but let's say you're just strolling, whether it be a walk in the woods or a walk in your neighborhood. A pack of wolves stroll up on you.
Why
what
is
you
a
doing?
Pack of wolves in my neighborhood?
I don't
why
know.
Am I walking in the woods?
I don't know. Either or. But a pack of wolves stroll up on you. What you doing? You're faced with a pack of wolves.
I'm faced with a pack of wolves. I'm gonna be the dominant one, because don't wolves go for like dominance?
I kind of did a cheat code and picked something I knew kind of how to survive, or at least I know one thing about wolves.
Okay,
so this will help us both survive, and that is wolves' main hunting strategy is to scare the prey into running. So running isn't gonna be the best
that's
thing.
Why I said dominance.
Yeah, either dominance or like, hey, it's okay, what's up? Hi.
I promise you, a wolf, a wild wolf, bro, is not doing that, bro.
I could tame it.
You're not an animal tamer, bro.
All right. Maybe. Ah, dang. What if.
What are you doing if you get bit by an animal that has rabies?
You're dead. Unless you, like, immediately get it treated. Rabies is, like, a really life threatening disease.
Is it?
Yeah, like. Once you contract rabies and there's no going back, it has like a huge mortality rate.
Like what? You just foam at the mouth, right?
Rabies mortality rate. So if you. Oh. Yeah, no, I was right.
What?
Rabies. So the thing is, the reason we don't get rabies is because of vaccines.
Yeah.
So, but apparently.
Let's say hypothetically.
Rabies, if there wasn't, it has 100% fatality rate.
Huh? Excuse me?
Yeah, and that is from the World Health Organization.
Okay, stay safe now.
So, yeah, so if you get rabies, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Pray for your well-being.
Stay hydrated if you get rabies. Stay hydrated in general. You listening right now.
Stay hydrated.
Right now, if you're in your car or whatever, right? Especially if you're Todd. Todd, you better be staying hydrated.
Todd and Michael, stay hydrated.
Yeah, when's the last time you guys been drinking water?
Come
for
on,
real?
Michael. Come on. I know you're thirsty, man. Besides that, those are the two special people on the
all
show
right.
today.
How to... So, how do I phrase this question into the search?
What?
What to do if confronted...
By your doppelganger?
By wolves.
Oh.
We were right.
What?
Stand tall and make yourself look larger, and then calmly...
I thought that was for bears.
I think with bears, it's like, if it's brown, get down. If it's black, bite back. What?
We're screwed!
But what's it called? Calmly but slowly back away and maintain eye contact. So we were both right.
Okay.
So you would want to go on like your tippy toes, maybe even like take your shirt off and puff up your chest, right? flex even. Yeah, flex.
Slowly backs away. Good
it
dog.
It will look intimidating.
Good dog.
I will kill you, but not right now. Goodbye. Dog.
So how much should I back up and then run away? Like,
yeah,
like because this is slowly back away.
Light
and keep on to eye contact.
So this is a bit of interesting information from the World Life... Wait, what is this? The Department of something. It's a dot government website. My apologies for butchering the source. But it's tips to scare away wolves from livestock, like farmers.
This Roar! Is like
for farmers, but light and noise scare devices.
Oh?
So, like, if you have a flashlight...
What is this, Fazbear? Entertainment?
Yeah, no, yeah, if you have a flashlight, you want to flash it at them, too.
What is this, Fazbear?
So, what you want to do is play some... You want to do?
Play the music box?
You just want to have a metal concert with the wolves. Oh, they hate that.
I was thinking more like FNAF 3, like, you know... Wait, no, that... I'm sorry, Muffalo, that FNAF 2. Yeah, the music box. FNAF 2. Don't mind me. Let's see. What are you doing if... What are you doing if a flood happens?
Get on the highest point.
Okay.
Get a radio if you can.
Okay.
Try to find other people. Don't go in the water, no matter what.
Okay.
Even if you, like, drop your kid in there. I'm sorry about that, Timmy.
Wow.
For me personally, right, I'm not a very good swimmer. If you are...
I'm not either, but, like, my kid.
I don't got a kid.
What if you have a kid? You're a grown adult at that point. You have a kid.
I mean, I gotta try to save him. But, like, I'm pretty sure we're both going to die.
Oh, hopefully you gave your kid swimming lessons. Let's see. What else? Oh. So, I would say try to grab something. Oh, wait, maybe not. Try to grab, like, layer. No, because I feel like that would weigh you down. Maybe a blanket to keep you warm outside? What if you're in your car? What if you're in your car?
You're done. So, tips for surviving
a flood.
Pay close attention to flood warnings and alerts.
Okay.
So you know ahead of time that is flooding.
Yeah.
That would be very, very useful. Grab a disaster preparedness kit and get out. So, like, first aid kit, radio, etc. Flashlight.
Yeah,
stay out of basement.
Okay.
Avoid traveling through floodwaters. Yeah, we got that one.
Yeah.
We got that one because the hurricane one.
That and the...
Monitoring changing situation.
Okay, no, we didn't. I didn't even say
after,
that.
Ooh, okay, this one is very interesting. We didn't focus on this one. This would probably be the thing that killed us.
What?
If it did. After the water recedes, avoid electrocution.
I mean, I feel like that's kind of common sense.
This is from... I survived a flood. This is what I wish I had known. So I'm going to scroll down to the last point. Do not touch any electrical equipment at all. Yeah. So like toasters and stuff, especially.
Oh, no, it's over. Especially outlets. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So you got to be careful after the
flood.
What
if you had something plugged in? Oh, my God. Like,
so, yeah.
Stepping in the water?
That being said, we're approaching the 6:30 mark. Hopefully, we have informed you in ways to survive. The best way to survive, though,
these natural
everything
disasters
is to stay hydrated because it helps you stay alert and it will just help your situation.
Unless there's a flood.
You still want to stay hydrated, just not too hydrated.
Just
that being said.
Don't drink the flood water.
Oh, no.
No, not that water. But we're going to go. 6:30 news. We'll be back.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Nancy Kern reports for Columbia Green Media that the Riverkeeper activist group is warning not to swim in the Hudson River locally because of the large amount of raw sewage Coxsackie, Hudson, Athens, and Catskill pour into the water. Riverkeeper Director of Advocacy Dan Shapley said, and I quote, "In the Twin Counties, the city of Hudson and Catskill both rely on combined sewers designed to carry only sewage in dry weather. But after rain, that system is designed to overflow into the Hudson River and Catskill Creek. That raw sewage is going into our water," end quote. Riverkeeper, which partners on water monitoring with Queens College and Columbia University's Lamont Doherty's Earth Observatory in routinely testing for fecal indicator bacteria, says that most Greene County and Columbia County tributaries sampled do not meet U.S. Environmental Protection Agency safe swimming criteria. Anyone swimming in Hudson River locally might get bloody diarrhea, abdominal cramps, nausea, vomiting, and fever. Athens Town Supervisor Michael Perrone does not seem worried about all the raw sewage his town is dumping into the Hudson River. Perrone said, and I quote, "We have very few swimmers. The only thing I would say, possibly, is that people who go boating park by the flats and go individually swimming. Athens has no beach, no signs that say swimming is permitted. So it's very difficult to say what individual people may do, end quote. Coxsackie Mayor Mark Evans claims, and I quote, we're not overflowing, or the overflows are very few and far between, end quote. In Catskill, an engineer working on the village's combined sewer overflow elimination project says it will be 5 to 7 years before the problem is solved. And the paper reports, and I quote, Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson referred questions on the issue to City Department of Public Works Superintendent Rob Perry, who did not immediately return calls for comment Thursday, end quote. Many cities south of the area use Hudson River water for drinking. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Nancy Kern reports for Columbia Green Media that at the April 17th Greenville Central School District Board of Education meeting, the Greene County Sheriff's Office said they will equip all of its police and local schools with body cameras. The cameras will record video throughout the school day, but will only record audio if the officer presses the button to record. Greene County Sheriff Sergeant Joel Fimmel said anyone filing a Freedom of Information Act could have access to the recordings as they are public records and cannot remain private. Courts ultimately would rule on whether the recordings could be turned over to the requesting member of the public. School will use the recordings for disciplinary actions. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that the Democrats that control the legislature and Kathy Hochul still have not agreed on a new budget, though one was due April 1st. Republican Assembly Minority Leader Will Barkley asked, and I quote, if we're not getting a budget done on time, what else are we not getting done that ought to be done, end quote. State Senator Tim Kennedy said, and I quote, we're putting the budget together, we're negotiating, there's a lot to it. It's hundreds of billions of dollars, and we're making sure that at the end of the day, it's the right budget for the people of New York, end quote. But Democrats have had months before April 1st to do all that was needed to be done. Local school districts won't be able to say that. They currently must make budget proposals based on state aid for voters to weigh in on in May 16 elections. But they won't know official funding for schools until the budget is unveiled. Blair Horner of the New York Public Interest Group said, and I quote, it's just another body blow for how people view state government, and at a certain level it increases their cynicism, end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 update. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
I don't sneak this.
This just for the record.
This just for the record.
Just facts.
Facts.
Woo. Your orders be taking my swag. I wonder if I can come take some of yours.
Just wondering.
When I go
just
get wondering. A new Bentley, I just want to double park it on the curb. We got that key to the city. You niggas ain't heard. You niggas ain't heard. Lil Yachty brought back in some millions. It's time to go splurge. It's time to go splurge. Yeah, that way. Pick up the phone and call Kanye. Yeah, that way. Put the hunch on the runway. Pull up on me any day. He told me pull up to his matching alone. And don't come in without that gunplay. Your artists be taking my swag. I wonder if I can come take some of yours.
I wonder.
Your artists be taking my swag. I wonder if I can come take some of yours.
I wonder.
Your artists be taking my swag. I wonder if I can come take some of yours. Your artists be taking my swag. I wonder if I can come take some of yours. Yeah, that way. Pick up the phone and call Kanye. Yeah, that way. So don't put the hunch on the runway. Swag. Your artists be taking my swag. I wonder if I can come take some of yours.
Double park, papers, I park, then I pick up that back with a spark. So many artists can't even say rap, but the pieces, the flow, I don't know where to start. Shopping cart, when I go pick up my nose.
the animals like Noah's Ark. Hop on the chart and I pop me a perk. I said pull me up for before it get apart. I land in Cali, my blood pull up on me. We'll pass it to act, I don't want on my car. Make your hoop out along with me. Yeah, I finna be lean, got me feeling like Kevin Hart. Back up that camera, pop out when I park. Act up that jungle, come out at the dark. Yo, I like they bout to lie till you pull up on them. See that it's not in they heart. You think me the coolest of groupie? He put on the act like he's shooting a movie. Kids on the fashion, I'm talking my dad. And they thought it was looting, then you must be stupid. Treat that bitch like a drop of me like Lucy. We got the keys to the trees, I got the use. Pull up in my mansion, the crib is extended. The bitch, my nigga, I'm feeling like Pookie. Yeah, yo, that way. Dab at the runway.
Rawr.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Wave Farm 90.7 FM WGC. You are tuning into Clubhouse Radio. We're broadcasting to you live, Catskill, Acre, Hudson. But if you're listening anywhere else, like on the website, for example, or in a recording, we still love you the same. You know, you're still part of the Clubhouse community.
Yes,
we're still
Thomas.
Trying to think of a
yes,
good
Thomas.
Name.
You're very cared about Thomas the Train Tank Engine.
You know, Thomas the Tank, if you're listening, big childhood hero. But that being said, today we're doing a show on would you survive a natural disaster?
But before that, my question is, how much Red Bull is too much Red Bull, my lovely host?
Let's see. I know that the average amount of, like, too much caffeine, I think, is 400 milligrams? No.
Like if you had to, like, say
300
milligrams.
Cans. Depends what we talking about. 8 ounce cans, 12 ounce cans, 16 ounce cans.
Like a normal Red Bull can.
All right, like the one I got.
Yeah.
All right, 12 ounce can. I would stop personally after two.
Two.
Yeah.
All right. Let's.
I would
up.
Stop after two. You know, maybe if I had a lot to focus on in a day, three at most.
Okay. Wow. Wasn't expecting that one.
I thought so. It was 400 milligrams. So the safe dose of caffeine varies by individual because everybody's metabolism is different. But current research suggests that limiting caffeine to 400 milligrams, which I actually was right the first time.
Drinking
I thought it might
more
have
been
300,
than five
but no.
cans per day.
Five cans?
Could increase your risk of caffeine.
That's actually
overdose.
I don't think I could. I don't think I would want to do that.
How much Bang is too much Bang energy drink?
That is, oh, literally two. You shouldn't be having more than two Bangs a day.
Bro, what am I watching? Like, that's like the most funniest thing I've seen. I don't got the energy. Are you like rubbing her ankle? Ankle rubs? Okay, that's strange. Okay. You know, that's very strange. But, you know, it is what it is. So, what is the next natural disaster?
Are you seeing things? Are you okay?
Oh, I'm awful. I thought I was seeing people.
No, I'm just messing with you.
yo,
that was
wait.
Just a little bit of technical difficulties. Can
nah,
call that
people difficulties.
People.
People difficulties.
But that being said, the next natural disaster. You want to play some background music?
I'm sure. Got you. I'm not gonna lie. It's been pretty quiet. I was thinking about doing that regardless.
But the next one is an earthquake. So, my knowledge on this without looking anything up at the moment.
I don't know too much knowledge about earthquakes.
Is that the different frequency of the earthquake affects what type of buildings it would destroy. So, earthquakes with a shorter wavelength would break shorter buildings that are closer to the ground. But earthquakes with longer wavelengths actually will break buildings that are standing up tall, if I am correct. I could be completely wrong here, but that being said,
I would say it's like standard table or something, right?
Yeah, cover your head. There's not much you really...
Be careful, everybody run!
You want to be on the first floor, but I definitely wouldn't say basement.
Oh, yeah. I don't
under a desk.
I don't want to
like,
be...
Under your
be
bed,
your
maybe.
At all.
Like, under, get undercover. Like, get, like, a helmet or something, especially if you can. Like, get under a desk. Pray. No, I'm joking.
Ooh, I'm sorry.
You're good. But, yeah, that's what I will do.
You're getting under a desk?
Yeah. That's a song.
No.
Yes, that was the song.
Are you messing with me?
No, that's how it goes.
No.
That was the... Rewind it.
No, because that's scared of me.
Called it.
Bro, there's... Hold on. Because that messed with me. I swear it's coming from this wall. That scared the life out of me.
That's the same thing the Tucker Zone uses.
Yo, that sounded so real.
So...
Yo, that messed me up.
This is from ready.gov.
All right.
So, like, this is ready. You're ready. This is when you look up last minute. Cover your head and neck with your arms. So he's got kind of like that. You know, helmets. So,
okay, I'm about to.
You know what I mean? Like a helmet or
what,
like
hard hat?
Yeah, I said cover your desk or cover your head. Oh my god.
Cover your desk.
With your neck or with your arms, like just putting it over your head.
Okay.
And then if a sturdy table or desk is nearby, crawl underneath. So I would survive, I think. Stay away from windows. That's one.
Oh yeah.
And crawl only if you can reach better cover without going through an area with more debris. And this is from ready.gov, which is a pretty reliable source, I would assume.
Okay. I'm gonna lie. I may have to change the beat. This beat's just making me want to rap. Like, like, awesome. What would you just do if there was a whole, like, disaster? I don't really know, because I know I gotta run faster, faster. Keep on going, hopefully I don't trip. I gotta keep going, hopefully I just gotta go dip. Dip under the table, dip under the table. Gotta keep on going so I could just survive.
I got one that isn't really a clear-cut answer. I don't think we could look up how do you survive this.
Okay.
How would you survive, let's say you're in a store... That starts getting... It gets stuck up.
Like robbed?
Yeah. They're armed.
I gotta use my wits.
Would you try to sneak out? Would you try to fight back?
Does the robbers know I'm there?
Right now, the situation that is happening is... It's a
How
gas
escalated
station.
Is it?
Right now, I'm gonna explain the exact situation I'm thinking in my mind. It's a gas station. You're in the chip aisle.
Is it just me?
You're with first.
Am I with a friend?
Yeah, you're with a friend.
Okay.
Chip
aisle.
Yeah, you're in the chip or candy aisle, right? Which is a little bit away from the register, so they don't notice you at first. But they're obviously gonna be start aware of, like, noises and stuff, and then they go straight up to the register and point the guns at them and say, "Give us all your money."
Okay.
That's the situation.
So okay. So they don't know I'm there, but they hear music. I mean, they hear noise and stuff. Okay. What am I doing? Okay, what I'm doing...
You're looking for chips. No, I'm joking.
Looking for chips. What I'm doing is... I'm knocking down one of those shelves.
To distract?
To make them see the noise. And me and my friend are jumping them. I'm grabbing the gun.
Let's say... Okay, here. I'll make a good little rule of thumb here.
Okay.
The amount of people you're with is the amount of armed robbers there are. So if you're with one friend, there's going to be two armed robbers.
Okay, I take one, my friend takes the other.
Yeah. If you're just alone by yourself, there's one guy robbing the place.
I feel like I could handle one armed guy.
Yeah, I feel like that'd be easier.
But the thing is, can you handle an armed guy? Because let's say it's me and you. Can you handle an armed guy?
I feel like... The fact that
I would use my wits.
I feel like the fact that they're armed highly suggests that they would not be capable of fighting without the arm. I mean, that could be a baseless assumption, but I would try to get the weapon.
Yeah, it could be. I'm taking the weapon, yeah.
You know, like, trying to knock the weapon out of their hands.
And, like, are they, like, middle-aged men? Are they our age? Like...
You know what I would do?
What?
I would try to knock the weapon as far as I can and then hold them.
I'm distracting with something, like something rolling
yeah,
down.
Yeah, that
the,
first, that
like,
first.
Like something's rolling sure. down the eye or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, like. I would do that first, like, do two things. I would get ready to knock down the shelf, and I would also roll a can. So first, knock down the shelf, they get distracted, roll the can, they see that rolling, they're like, what the hell, what the heck's going on? Sneak up behind them, and I want to try to get the weapon as far away as possible.
What I would do is I would hide behind, the middle aisle, because there's three aisles in a gas station.
Yeah.
I would roll a can in the middle aisle and hide behind the third aisle so they walk down the middle aisle and I'm pushing the shelf.
Okay.
Taking the gun, giving it to the
I feel like
the
struggle with the gun could go either way, though.
It could go either way.
So that's why what I'm trying to do.
Bullet.
Here, this is what I'm trying to do. That's why I'm trying to knock the gun as far away as possible. and retaining them. Like, whether it be armbar, whether it just be, like, fist fighting. And then as I do that,
no,
I would scream at the cashier to get the gun. And then retain him so but he
gotta,
couldn't get the
you
gun.
You gotta also remember, nowadays, a lot of gas, like, stations are behind glass.
Let's say that's not the case. Let's say they could just help you.
Okay, but then on top of that, a lot of gas station people are old. They're not jumping over a counter, bro.
I feel like, or if there's any other customers, I would retain them. Besides, that's at least...
I feel like the best
bet... goes back to a fair fight if neither of us have the weapon.
I don't know, because you don't know how well-trained they are.
That's true, but...
like you said, that could just be an assumption.
Right? That's why...
like they can't fight.
That's why I'm trying to just occupy them and be a distraction for somebody else to grab the weapon.
Okay, okay. So you're thinking more like, oh, you're not trying to fight them off. You're trying to be more like a distraction.
I feel like...
because that's the vibe you're... that's what I got from that.
Well, it's really...
It's like
my
you're
plan
trying
is
to...
having faith on other people, so...
okay, mine...
and let's say you were with a friend...
okay.
They could grab the weapon.
Okay,
too.
So my plan was to be more direct and dominant. Like, I'm taking the gun from him. Like,
yeah, right.
I'm holding him at gunpoint, giving the cashier the gun, calling cops, and I'm out.
Yeah.
Because I already know, bro, get out of jail. It's over for me. Like,
right, just dip right after.
Bro, in jail, I'm going to get that kid, man.
The robbers have a little stash of money. You just take, like, 100 and dip. No, I'm joking.
Oh, yeah, I'm going. Bro got some money at the counter. Or I'm taking some of that. I'm going. Or if he does it, I'm taking the money he took, and I'm going. You know, a little...
not the hero we needed, but the hero we deserved.
A little reward money, you feel me? I still got a family, gang. Like,
see, personally, if I was in this situation, I would truly...
hero became the robber.
No, I would just, like, ignore the robbers, right? Grab some candy, walk out. No, I'm joking. Grab a candy, rub a walk
but,
out.
But then you gotta face with the fact of guilt. Like,
no,
oh my god. You gotta face with the
also,
fact
you
of
know,
guilt. Like...
another thing I might do.
What?
Grab a heavy metal object. Like.
Oh, a blunt object? Ooh.
Like a can of soup. I don't know.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
a
like
heavy
a
metal
can.
Can.
Like a
heavy
can,
metal
yeah.
can. Like roll the opposite direction which I'm coming from and then just go bonk right in the
ooh.
Back of the head. That will
ooh.
Knock you out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then a concussion. One other thing. But, well, actually, it's 6:51. We're going to play a quick song. This is Shooter by by Playboi Cudi featuring Lil Uzi Vert. And, well, we'll play that for you. 3, 2, 1, go.
Yeah. Now is my time. Now is my time. Everybody rock with me because I'm up now. Took your girl and up and score like I made the touchdown. Swerving and I Lambo doors go up, not on the bus now. Used to want a G-Shock, now I'm walking with a bus down. Pull up and I flood it with a iced out watch. Whip it look like butter, baby, pecan drop. Pecan drop, put that foe in sun drop. Stand my knots, count a lot, saw a lot. Got them rocks, now